This is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Rally Radio, and I'm here with a band called Silent Lunch. They are from Durham, North Carolina. And could you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And what do you play?
Guitar.
I'm Katie. I play drums.
I'm Emily. I play the bass.
And so how long have you guys been a band for?
Year and a half.
Year and a half, okay. And where are you guys all originally from?
This is Hannah. I'm from New York City.
I just moved here from Portland.
Who are you?
I'm Katie.
All the way from Portland?
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, right?
Portland, Oregon, yes. Yeah, not Maine. People ask me that all the time here, actually, which is kind of weird.
What about you, Emily?
I'm pretty much from Durham.
And so, have you guys been in any other bands besides Silent Lunch?
Oh my god, it wasn't me.
Could always start that question over. Again.
That's so good.
So have you guys been in any other bands besides Silent Lunch?
Yeah, I was in a lot of bands in Portland. My solo project where I play bass and sing is called Sex Ghost. I've played drums in Burning Yellows as well, toured internationally. It's pretty cool, but now that I'm here, I'm glad to be in Silent Lunch.
Did your other bands release any music?
Yeah, my band, Burning Yellows, had a split 12-inch with The Wines out on Palmas Records in the UK. There's probably still some copies around.
Does it sound like... Does it sound like Norwegian black metal?
No, I wish. It's like dream pop kind of garage with a little bit of punk thrown in.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
What about you, Emily?
I played in a short-lived band with Hannah a couple of years ago. You may have heard of them. Deals, spelled with a dollar sign.
What's the deal with that?
I get it. what is the deal with that? I posted a new Sensei video that I really loved, and my friend commented and tagged Hannah and our good friend Princess and our good friend Angela, or Yanhe, depending on what world you know her in, and said that we should start a band together, and they all were very loving and agreed, as I was the one person who didn't actually know how to play anything and had never been in a band, and I had like a very a wonderful like summer camp with them, and they taught me how to play, and we made a band and had a really incredible show at Motorco Garage that was just packed out with everyone we love, and it was a really beautiful time. And we played one other little show at Bull City Records, which was just, you know, it was like everything broke. And then two of the band members pretty much moved across the country.
Don't you want to ask me about my bands?
Yeah, you were in, I do, absolutely. Well, so you were in, you've been in several bands, right?
That is correct.
And what, would you like to tell me about them, or do I need to go on Wikipedia?
You won't find an entry on me on Wikipedia.
Not yet, Elise.
Not yet.
Right.
Dear listeners. I was in a band before I moved to North Carolina called Snacks, which was also a very short-lived band in which...
Snaps for Snacks!
which was a band that I started with a dear friend of mine, Talia, whom I've known for over a decade. And I didn't know how to play bass until that band started. And then since I moved to North Carolina, I've been here about 5 years and change. I've been in a few bands. The first band was Just Friends, and then a band called Brainbows, and then Deals, Stems, Silent Lunch, and then some one-offs and some cover bands. Most recently, a Vaseline's cover band.
That's awesome. I love the Vaseline's. Do you have a favorite Vaseline song?
That is an excellent question. Perhaps Dum Dum?
Your other bands, did you record at all?
There are some recordings of all of the bands online, including Deals, a variety of MySpace, Bandcamp pages, and then the Deals recordings are only available through download on our friend Matt's blog.
We have a few CDs.
Is all this going to be in the documentary when the Silent Lunch documentary comes out?
Yeah, we actually are really inspired by the Smashing Pumpkins documentary called Vuforia. No one else has seen it except me, but it's going to be just like that. You'll love it.
Well, what's it going to be called?
Silent Lunch.
Vuforia?
Vuforia.
Well, so what would be, well, more importantly, what would be the main scandal for the band? You know, like Fleetwood Mac's was that they were all sleeping with each other. So what would be Silent Lunch's?
Emily has something to say.
Okay, well.
Is that when I should do my Jerry Blank impression?
I've got something to say!
Scandals. We're perfect.
Okay. So it'd be like a really boring documentary and like everyone gets along and nothing bad happens.
Hugging and dancing in a circle.
Well, Katie's leaving for a month and a half.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of time for resentment to grow while she's gone.
We're probably going to write a lot of angry songs. A lot of angry songs.
About, you know.
Katie. Being abandonment issues. Yeah,
and then I'll just play drums to them awkwardly.
Abandonment.
Is it?
That's good. I got to say, Hannah's really good about picking up on
the puns.
The puns.
Is this going to be the abandonment EP?
Yes, now it is. Yeah.
You can cover that, that really awful Kelly Clarkson song, Since You've Been Gone.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Love to hate it, am I right? Or hate to love, or what is it?
Sometimes the lines are a little blurred, so it's hard to tell, you know.
Hate to love it, I think that's what you would say.
Reference to, anyway.
I don't know, that was just me making stuff up.
Lines? Isn't that...
Oh, that stupid song by Robin Thicke. No, I didn't even think about that. No, that's... Let's not go there, yeah.
Everyone loves that song.
Next question.
Well, so what are some of your favorite local bands?
I really like No Love a lot. I also like Jenny Bissett's. Is that how you say it? Jenny Bissett's? Their drummer is amazing. Definitely my favorite drummer in the triangle.
Imagine.
Besides herself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's still my favorite band, which is No Love. Just kidding. I also equally love this band, Daddy Issues.
Yes, they're great.
They're from Greensboro, North Carolina. They're delightful.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Emily?
I also love the previously mentioned bands.
Ditto, yeah.
Maybe not some bands, but I like a lot of electronic and experimental stuff going on in Carrboro, largely supported by Ryan Martin, whose act I really love, Secret Boyfriend, and I really like all the stuff that he supports and a lot of things that go on at the Nightlight. Yeah, I mean, in terms of going out to see live music, I like to see people do live hardware shows with electronic acts and dance music.
So what is your favorite Silent Lunch song to play?
Mine is definitely Paralyzed. A lot of drum fills. Fun.
I think that may be my favorite song to play as well. We just wrote a new song, which I'm very much enjoying playing. It's not with name, so I don't know what to say here.
Wait, that's your favorite song? Or Paralyzed?
No, I really like playing the new one, but you should just say Paralyzed.
What about you, Emily?
Different.
Yeah, mix it up.
It's hard for me not to say that my favorite song to play is the new song, just because, you know, I like my new child more than the other ones.
You don't want to pick a favorite, right?
Yeah, but I did. The new one. No, I actually really, it's cheesy, but I like playing all of our songs.
Aww.
Whatever.
Well, so what's the most memorable show you guys have played before?
That's a really great question. I feel like we should ask Katie, since she's played two so far, and it's probably pretty easy to choose.
Yeah, which one's been your favorite so far?
We definitely played the best tonight at the Pinhook, but the only other show is a beach house show, so come on, that's undeniable. It's going to be fun.
Did you guys wear your beach gear for that show?
I was beach goth. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, do you have a favorite show so far?
I mean, we've had, like, a lot of shows that I thought were really fun. I mean, I, like, love playing at people's houses and being in that scene rather than maybe at a venue, but we played for the Girls Rock NC showcase, which was just really exciting and just like a really great atmosphere in terms of the energy. And I can't, like, Kathleen Hanna and Kathy Wilcox were like in the audience, like watching us play, and they watched us play our whole set, and then I can't really top that. I mean, tonight was really awesome playing with the Blow, and it was a really great set for us. I felt really happy about our show, and we got a lot of people out to see us. Those were two really great shows. I don't know.
So would you guys, have you or would you ever do any cover songs?
That is a great question. I was going to say one of my favorite shows was a house show that we played in March at our friend Zaina's house. She had come to see a show that we played at the Nightlight, found us, emailed us, and asked if we would play her birthday party, and we gladly obliged, and we did two covers. We did Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill and dedicated it to her. And we also played Violet by Hole.
Oh, he did. Nice. Is that recorded?
Fortunately, it is not, or unfortunately, it is not.
So who filled in Courtney Love's shoes for that one?
Primarily Hannah.
Yeah. I don't normally belt it out. Sort of more of a monotone approach to vocals. It was very challenging, but I felt like I grew a lot due to the experience.
Well, so how many releases do you guys have so far?
We have a tape with three songs on it. There may be one copy left at All Day Records, but otherwise we are sold out. Those tracks are available for download online on our Bandcamp. silentlunch.bandcamp.com.edu.tumblr.net.
AOL keyword, Silent Lunch.
Three other songs on
there.
Yes, we also have three songs that are very, very old from our fourth practice with our old drummer.
Well, so you guys played at Hopscotch recently, back in September. How was that?
It was super fun. My mom and stepdad came down and partied hardy with us. It was pretty rad.
Well, how does your family react to the music? What do they think about it?
Dead Meat is my stepdad's favorite song, and he likes to sing it to me sometimes. Dead Meat! Dead Meat! Dead Meat!
Maybe you could... You could do, like, a special show with your dad on vocals one day, right?
It's a dream, really.
Yeah.
He was really into punk growing up.
Oh, okay.
So.
Was he into the Ramones and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kenny is a punk rocker. Kenny is
a punk rocker now.
Well, so it wasn't, like, foreign to him, because, like, with my family, it'd probably be, like, a lot of them would be like, what is this racket, you know?
My mom and stepdad have always been really supportive, and they've been really excited to have me be in bands and play. I started playing in bands when I was 25. I'm 31 now, so it's a pretty new thing for me, and they've been very excited from the beginning about that happening.
Well, so what are the future plans for Silent Lunch?
Dude, I want to go on a full US tour. I'm into it.
Yeah, I would love to go on tour. I went on one tour in my life, and it was so much fun.
Well, so which band was this you went on tour with?
I was in a band called Just Friends, which was a very short-lived project in which everyone played every instrument in the band, guitar, bass, and drums. We were kind of a hot mess, but it was fun. We made a lot of friends through the tour. We stayed with a lot of amazing people. Some shows were packed, some of them we played to just the other bands, but it was a wonderful experience, and would love to do it again.
Did you ever have any instances, like, did you ever go to a weird truck stop and people are like, y'all don't look like you're from around here?
Nope.
That happens to
me all the time on
it
tour.
It does?
Yeah. Utah was the worst for that.
Why Utah?
I get murdered. Well, I was really confused. Everybody, we walked into a taco time and every head turned to look at me. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening right now? My friend was just like, I think it's because you're really dirty.
Well, so as far as Portland goes, like, what are some of the best bands coming out of Portland?
I really love The Wines, the band that we did the split with, Burning Yellows. They're amazing. In fact, Emily's vocals remind me a little bit of their lead singers. I also really like Blood Beach. It's like really dark, surfy, like post-punk. It's great.
Well, so how different is Portland from North Carolina?
So different. We don't really have folk music in Portland. That's not really a
really?
Thing that happens. No.
No one's into that in Portland?
No.
Well, we've got more than
exactly.
Is that like too conventional for Portland?
Yeah, that just, I don't even know. If someone like made music like that, it would just be like, you're a poser. Like, what are you doing? You're from the Pacific Northwest. Like, get real.
Isn't there a vegan strip mall in Portland?
Yes, there is. I lived one block from it before I moved here.
Well, what is that place like?
It's amazing.
It's vegan.
There's a vegan grocery store, vegan tattoo parlor, vegan coffee shop. Like,
it's called Food Fight, right? The grocery store?
Food Fight, yeah. It's the best.
What about tattooing isn't vegan normally?
I guess, like, something about the color of, like, yeah, the coloring, specifically, I think.
Do they give you an almond milk latte while you're getting tattooed? Is that part of it?
Yeah. They should. I haven't been there yet, but that'd be great. Maybe when I go back.
Are you going to get a silent lunch tattoo while you're gone because you miss us dearly?
That's like the kiss of death for a band to break up, right?
It's like getting a partner's name on your body, yeah.
If it's hidden, though. Right. Like,
if
inside
it's on
of
my
your
ass
butt
between
cheek,
your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I met a guy who had Jessica tattooed in his arm, and I asked him how long after he got that did Jessica break up with him, and he said 1 week. Yeah.
It's been 1 week.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, you might want to get that covered up. And he's like, yeah, probably will one day. So, you know, you never know, that could happen with Simon Lunch, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could just seek out women like through online dating sites that are only named Jessica.
That's actually really smart. Yeah.
Only wear long sleeves until, you know, they could be like having intimate times. He's like, I like to get my shirt on. And then, you know, after enough time has gone by where they're in love, he'd take your shirt off and be like, I just got this. And
that would definitely not backfire at all.
No.
I mean, it worked for Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to
make that up?
Oh, you did? Wow. That's
Italy.
When did this happen? Was this this week?
Last week, actually.
Okay, last week.
It was my name, but, you know.
I spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
I want to keep things flexible, you know.
Right. So, how did you guys first meet?
Hannah and I first met. How long had you lived here? Like a year before already we met, or like you had just moved here?
We moved here about the same time.
Okay, so like 5 years ago, some change or whatever. Hannah was, you put up a Craigslist post to look for people to play music with, and she started playing music with our friend Sydney Koch, who plays in a band based out of Vancouver, the Courtneys.
They're
they
awesome.
Played in Just Friends together, and she also played with my ex-boyfriend. Okay, whatever. So that's how I met Hannah, and then, you know, we sort of slowly became friends during that time.
What about Katie? How did you meet everybody?
I was like a super fan. I moved here and like in
Henry Rollins of
Yes. Like the first week I moved here, I saw Silent Lunch play a house show and saw them play at Girls Rock, and I was like, this is one of my favorite bands ever. And then yeah, someone was like, they need a drummer, so I went up to Hannah, I think, and was like, I'll be your drummer if you want.
The timing was really perfect.
It was.
It was crazy.
It worked out well.
Yeah, because you guys had a, you guys used to have a different drummer, right?
We did. His name is Jeffrey Shillings.
And he's in like 5 million bands, right?
He is in many excellent triangle bands, including this band called Flesh Wounds, where he is the bass player. And
actually, he's a guitar player now.
Oh, is he?
I don't think they have bass anymore.
Really? Last time I saw them, he was playing bass.
Great band, though.
And he is also in a band called Natural Causes.
Really good.
Yeah, definitely. They're awesome. Awesome synth garage punk, something like that.
Synth garage freaks, and something like that. They were excellent. I definitely have chosen that Jeff project as my favorite. He's also in a band called Last Year's Men and another band called Bohica Chics.
All great bands.
But we fell out of love. And he didn't want to be with us anymore. I'm just kidding.
That's save it for the documentary.
He joined the band signed by Merge, so we understood.
Yeah, right. So if people want to hear your music, they go to Bandcamp, right? Is it silentlunch.bandcamp.com?
Nailed it.
Awesome. Well, so thanks for talking to us today on Little Raleigh Radio.
That's it? You have no more questions for us? This is so much fun.
what do you want to be asked?
Well, I would just like to say, even if you don't put it in there, just because, I mean, he doesn't play with us anymore. We can tout his other bands, but Jeff was a really important part of the band, and I'm happy for him, like what he's doing, but we all like built something really awesome together, and you know, I'm happy for what he's doing now, but I really appreciate everything that he did while we played together.
Where was the first show at?
9th Street Bakery. Wow, that was a wild night.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It sounded really bad.
So it was our friend Craig's birthday party. And that was our first show. 9th Street Bakery is a pretty fun place to do shows. Ben Carr of Last Year's Men was supposed to play, and then he had trouble getting there. And so our friend Jeremy, who plays, his act is called Yarms.
They ran Fellowship. He's like one of the old owners of Fellowship Hall, which is a now defunct DIY space in Durham.
Okay.
Near the former Bull City headquarters area. He and this guy, Andrew, like, did a really cool thing, but they're, you know, doing other stuff.
So Jeremy was at that show, and I asked him if he would mind opening, and he just used our gear and played the solo set. And he's a really phenomenal musician, and then Ben was able to show up.
That's weird.
But I think we played second, and then Ben closed out the evening. Yeah. It was super fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Do you think the sound has changed a little bit since then, or have you, it's gotten better?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm not, like, continuously, like, aware of that. Like, I don't really, like, hear us play at practice or, like, a show necessarily and go, oh, that was, like, way better than last time. But, you know, I definitely, like, feel better about a lot of shows sometimes afterwards. It also depends on, like, where you're playing. If you're playing somewhere that has really great sound, then maybe you're going to end your show and, like, feel a lot better about that. But I think that our friends, we have a lot of, like, really awesome friends who come to all of our shows, and, like, not just because they like us, like, as people, but they really like our music and they support us, and they definitely give us, like, honest and useful feedback, and a lot of it is that they have seen, like, our improvement over time, which is a really nice thing to hear. Not just, like, we play better, but, like, we have evolved and...
Yeah. Oh, you're getting so heartfelt tonight.
I can even hear it since I first saw you guys play with Street Eaters in Chapel Hill, I believe. And I can definitely hear an improvement since then, so yeah.
Excellent.
I think actually one of my favorite memories of you was that maybe after one show you came up to me and you like told me that you liked the show and that you could tell that we had been practicing.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I do remember that, yeah.
And And you were correct in your assessment.
Yeah, it's a, I'm Captain Obvious, you know. That's my name.
I feel really bad. I don't know why I didn't mention this before, but I also played in a band called Makeout Booth. We don't have any recordings, but we played a couple of shows.
You played with SoCal at Chateau Moby Dick in Durham.
We did. I was the drummer of that band, and unfortunately, that band no longer exists, and I really want to play drums in another band. So if anyone is listening...
Don't listen!
I'm available!
No!
I'm okay. I can play as a disco beat if you want.
I thought I got to be the band slut.
Well...
Well, so if you were going to do one of those Halloween cover shows, what band would you do?
The Strokes. Forever.
It's a good choice.
I have a thing.
You have an obsession with the Strokes?
Yeah, it goes deep.
Ew.
Well, did you hear that? I think, is it Julian Casablancas? Is that the lead singer's name?
Yes.
He had said something during an interview about how he was sick of New York and all the white people having brunch. And so I think on Stereo Gum and some of these indie music blogs, people were like up in arms about the fact that Julian Casablancas was anti-brunch. And then other people were saying, like, why does it matter what he thinks about brunch?
Do you think that Katie should get a really, like, esoteric, like, Strokes tattoo that just is the word brunch with, like, a red circle?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
We'll always be together that way, me and Julian.
You'll see it, and maybe you can be the stepmom or something.
Oh, yeah,
maybe they're still married. I don't know. I don't know what his I don't know what his situation is.
I don't either. But...
I saw him on the street one time. Jealous.
Did you give him a Silent Lunch album?
Silent Lunch didn't exist yet, I think. But I was just thinking that perhaps to make him angry, we could change our name to Silent Brunch.
I think he would like that.
I second that.
I think he would like Silent Brunch.
Well, yeah, so I was going to ask you, the name Silent Lunch, it evokes many strong memories from middle school.
So I was not familiar with the construct of Silent Lunch until Emily was like, yeah, this, I got the greatest band name ever. And I was like, I don't get it, but it sounds cool. And then she said...
Silent Lunch?
Silent Lunch. I mean, yeah, I thought that it was like maybe a little bit more common than it turns out. I think it's maybe a little more regional.
Yeah.
Most people outside of the South area or people that didn't go to public schools obviously like didn't know what it was either.
Yeah, but we didn't have that in Portland.
It's just like a really, really dumb punishment. You can get it like as a singular kid and maybe you sit at the silence table or give it to like a whole class. I think, you know, in retrospect, it's probably more of a punishment for teachers who have to like lord over the tables and then they can't really talk themselves where they'd rather just like sit at a table with other teachers and like talk smack on kids, you know, instead of they have to make sure you don't speak.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to someone at a show, and they were not getting it. They were like, why?
Yeah, people are either like, Silent Lunch, that's so funny, like, haha, Silent Lunch, like, from school, or they're like, cool combo of words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you, Matt, were actually the one that explained it to me.
Oh, okay, that's right, yeah. That's...
Honestly, like, now, I don't know what I can't really remember what I was like at that age, but I think that if I were in school now and someone told me I had to have silent lunch, I would be like, great. No one will bother me.
I mean, I didn't necessarily like anyone in my middle school, so that wouldn't have been that much of a punishment, you know? So.
Yeah. I'll just be angsty and eat this crappy lunch that...
This is what I choose for myself.
Looks like...
Yeah, because I'm from North Carolina also, so I don't know if they did this in other places, but I don't know. Maybe that'll have to be like a sort of a research project when the documentary comes out.
That's part of the documentary. It's like half of it. It's just like about the actual history.
Right. You
actually, it's a 4-hour loop of us eating lunch silently.
Okay.
That actually is something that would sort of fit in the Smashing Pumpkins Vuforia.
Oh, yeah, we have to keep in the Vuforia.
It would perk perfectly.
It's mostly sandwiches.
Do you think the Smashing Pumpkins are sort of a, you feel like a kinship with Billy Corgan?
I would say more, more of like a James Iha,
right,
Jimmy
right.
Chamberlain. No, I don't know. They're all no.
Do you have a favorite Smashing Pumpkins song?
Ooh, maybe Mayonnaise. Soma. Also, a Strokes song.
Is it really? Also, when is the Strokes Silent Lunch tour happening?
Just so you know, Katie has a crush on Julian Casablancas because
he looks like a lesbian. Let's be real here.
Are you willing to admit this?
I'm willing.
Well, do you want to tell him to come to your next show? Is that the plan?
Yeah, Julian, get down here. And Emily White, you're ready for Fabrizio?
Fabrizio?
Fabrizio.
Fabrizio. Yeah. Is that like Fabio scented Febreze?
Yeah.
I love
it. It's you can't believe it's not butter. so cheesy.
It's a miss, that's why it's weird.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, so is Julian gonna be on the guest list from now on?
Hell no, he's rich. Are you kidding?
Well,
we actually have specific people who are pretty regularly on our guest list.
Like James Iha.
Like our rotating cast of lovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's actually our biggest fans.
That's a long list, though, right, of your biggest fans?
We'd like to give some shout-outs to some people. Alex Chazanoff, definitely up there. Rachel Greenspan, I think maybe taking the number one spot right now.
It's up there. Well, speaking of fans, as far as merchandise goes, I hear there might be, I think the people would love to have a lunchbox, like a silent lunchbox.
That's a great idea. Currently, we only have t-shirts and tank tops and buttons. Our t-shirts rule. You should check them out. They feature three hairy butts designed by our awesome and talented friend, Julianne Alexander, who's also a top fan.
Definitely.
A lunchbox, I think, is a great idea. Do you want plastic, metal?
I kind of like the metal ones.
That stuff like neoprene?
What's neoprene? lunchbox enthusiast here.
You know, it's kind of like a wetsuit. Sort of.
Yeah, but it's a lunchbox?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like insulated. It's like...
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
We can't. That's too expensive.
I think metal would be preferable. I like those old school metal lunchboxes.
Yeah, but that's cool. Not our genre.
Oh.
Maybe metal.
Right. Well, true. You're not plastic either, though. I mean, come on. You're not like Britney Spears. You guys are the real deal.
What do you got against Britney?
I was always a bigger Christina fan, so, yeah.
We should probably just get, like, plastic, like, store shopping bags printed with Silent Lunch on them.
Well, so if there were Silent Lunch action figures, what would be your special weapon?
Emily's would definitely be burping.
Let's be clear about who started out this interview with the burp, though. Hannah Spector.
Well, what about you, Hannah?
Man, that's a really good question. That's the other people's special weapon against me, is that all you need to do is yank on my earrings and you'll pull my earlobes off.
But do you have one, Katie?
Yeah, I feel like if somehow my laughter could, like, kill somebody, that would be the ultimate.
So it was like evil laughter.
Yeah, because yeah, nice. I laugh kind of maniacally anyway. So like,
well, rings.
How often?
Yeah, my rings are murderous as well.
How often do you have maniacal intentions when you're laughing?
Most of the time. Okay. Like, watch out. If you hear me laughing, it's not good for you.
Your booty. My booty? Did you just say booty would be my weapon?
There you go, yeah. Hannah.
Pop with your booty. I had a friend in high school named Rachel Wattenberg, and her, a fellow Jew, and her mom once referred to me as the Jewish J-Lo, which was her way of telling me I had a big butt.
Is this true?
That I have a big butt?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a good way! In the best way! I have to go.
Well, I mean, if you're facing the front on the stage, it's kind of hard to tell, so.
That's why I like to turn around and face my amp. It's not because I'm trying to hear what I'm playing.
There's really nothing better than asking someone first person if they have a big booty.
Well, you need some more synchronized dance routines so that, you know.
I'm just going to shake this off.
Fair enough.
That one's for Becky.
You should just take this interview out with your laugh. Can you just mute her laughing for like...
I can, for 2 hours, yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Little Riley Radio.
Thanks.
And we look forward to hearing more music from you guys.
When are we playing?
Thank you.
We are playing Lilac Shadows record release party at the Pinhook with Les Western on February, I want to say 21st or something. I'm not sure.
Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm trying to burp.